Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're at Greyville today for the KwaZulu-Natal Breeders' Day, and what a shame how this Breeders' Day has changed. It used to be all breeders' races for horses that were bred in KwaZulu-Natal, but now there are only a few of them. So it's just a normal race meeting on the polytrack, 9 of the 10 races, and the main race is on the turf. Early start, 11:40. The first race is a maiden juvenile play, 1,400 meters. Blackjack Randall, good form. I think Flag Champ with the scratching of Eastern Highlands, number 5, Flag Champ might be the big improver. Blinkers have been fitted to this one. Gavin Lorena gets to ride it. I think you'll find Flag Champ will run extremely well here. Director ran a very nice first race. They should fight it out, the three of them. Race 2, maiden juvenile plate fillies, and they go 1,400 meters. Love the USA. Gavin Lorena for Gareth Van Zyl should be able to be the topical one to get past the post today. Active Grace, improved last start, that's number 8. And Sol Namara, improved last start as well, with fortune aborted from draw. 12's not going to make it very easy, this type of trip on the poly track. Race 3, this is a maiden plate, 1,400 meters. Cassandra is 7-10. Very good first run. De Gavea sticks with her horse, who was 40-1. She might be the best horse in the race by miles because the rest of them look poor. The Golden Goal improved last time, as we thought he might. Baltic Assayer's third run, Queen of the Air, look for that one to be the big improver in the race. Two very nice runs. Nice warm-ups for Creaky Trailing. I think Queen of the Air might be a big problem for Cassandra. Race 4, juvenile plate, 1,200 meter. George's Magic, fair last. That was after a gelding. He'd probably come on. War Talk definitely got a chance. It didn't run a bad race at all first time. Wasn't fancied in the betting and looks like it's been primed for this race. Fortress of Fire would have a chance, as would Black Frost. But the horse they've all got to beat, number 8, Master Silvana. Very nice first run, and I think Master Silvana will probably go in here. Race 5, maiden plate, 1,700 meters. This is a really poor race. Window to My Soul, number 10, Lorena for Alison Wright. Very nice last run, and you probably find that this is absolutely perfect for it, although there was 300 meters further. He had shown some form over a little less, so could be the one they've all got to beat. Perfectly picked, ideal world, taking 17 runs, ran a much better race last time. T-Dog from the same stables, way ahead on speed rating, could be the big improver here. And Call Me Wild with Quinn's Time, both got some sort of chance. Race 6, 1900 meters. It's only a 6-horse field, walkie-talkie scratch. So the favorite of 5-10 is Hats Queen. 60 kilos on his back, never run on the poly. I like Sasha's Dream. I think that this is the right horse. Lost her way a little bit because she ran in some very decent races, but her last run wasn't that bad. Woodley gets a ride on her with 52 on her back. Hard to beat. Queen Amina definitely got a chance, as has Lucretius. But I'm going Sasha's Dream each way in this one. I think she's the right one. Race 7, 1,200. Distinguished Proud Master, Stuart Ferry inmate. Proud Master has won 6 out of the 9 stars course and distance, and Veal's won 7 out of 22 on this horse. He is 8-1. Third run after a rest. I think he's a huge runner. His last two runs were awful, but he'd be a play in the race. Distinguished got better form than most of these, but as she go on the poly, she's had one start and didn't show anything. Agrada, another one. Will it go on the poly? Definitely got some sort of chance. And a stable companion to Agrada, Kalahari Roller, also got some sort of chance. Tara Star gets Faree again. Silver Tudor, Zaki for Terry. Got to be considered in the minor places. Race 8, the Breeders' Mile, 1,600 meters. This is the big race on the day. Cherry and No showed good pace, ran a pretty good race behind Dave the King last time. That gives Cherry and No a huge, huge shot in this race. Danon from Santon. Well, you know, Sean Terry loves this meeting. He loves this race. He gets him ready for them. And Richard Faree taking the ride. But the horse they've all got to beat, Legal Counsel. Justin Snaith's runner, I think, has been prepped for this. had a very nice warm-up last time, ran a great race, ran second. I think you'll find that legal counsel will go really well here, although it might be on the sharp side for him. Let's go to race 9, 1600. Actor Willow Express Radu with Villa Vicosa. They'll be the right ones in no particular order. I think that they're all pretty much well matched. Willow Express is an old horse, but he does like the poly. He's had 4 runs, 1-1-1 place. Radu's got good form. Actor looks like an improver. And Villa Vicosa got some sort of chance with Thackeray for Woodendahl. Let's move on to race 10, 1400 meter for fillies and mares. Miss Piaget, Happy Fortune, Maverick Queen, pour some sugar on me. They look like the ones. And then Among the Clouds shows a lot of pace. Let's go through them. Miss Piaget has been knocking at the door. Draw one, lots to like. Happy Fortune could go well. Fareed taking the ride for Daryl Moore. And then you have Pour Some Sugar on Me and Maverick Queen. Well, Maverick Queen's got very good form. Looks like she's been absolutely primed for this as well. So I'm going with Maverick Queen as a play in the race at 6-1. From me, James Goodman, all the Interbet team, hope you have a great day at Greyville. Look forward to being back with you during the week, getting ready for the July. If you want to take doubles, I think 8-on-18 is absolutely the right horse. Hopefully he draws a bit wider so he doesn't get into any trouble, but I'm going to take everything into 8-on-18. Have a good one.